Amen.
I offer incense to the Lord. I offer my heart to the King. Let it burn before your throne. I offer incense to the Lord. I offer my heart to the King. Let it burn before your throne. I offer incense.
I offer incense to the Lord. I offer my heart to the King. Let it burn before your throne.
I offer incense to the Lord. I offer my heart to the King. Let it burn before your throne.
I offer incense.
I offer incense
to the Lord. I offer my heart to the King. Let it burn before your throne. Incense to the Lord. I offer my heart to the King. Let it burn before your throne. I offer incense to the Lord. Let it burn before your throne.
I offer incense to the Lord. I offer my heart to the King. Let it burn before your throne. Born before your throne.
Listen, look at me. Can you see me? Can you see me? Jesus said in the Gospels, he said, no one has ascended to heaven except the Son of Man who is in heaven. How many of you know right here, right now, you can go to heaven? I want to teach you a medium of transport. What?
Of transport.
Mm-hmm. Paul said, where a man sets his heart, sets his affection, there will be. So he said, set your affection in the place where Jesus Christ is. Ephesians chapter 2 says, we have been raised up with Christ. Like he actually said during his speech. He said, once the gates of the Spirit open and you go in through, you will leave it. This song is about 8 years old. This one we are singing. I was working in school one time and they were having a program somewhere and the person on the keyboard was playing this a sound. And I was about maybe a kilometer or so, 500, 700 meters from where they were. And this was what I was singing to what they were playing in the meeting I was not in. Right? Right? One thing will happen to you when you begin to sing. You will now lose consciousness of who is beside you or what's going on around you. When you have come to that point, you have entered through the Spirit. Because many persons are confused what it means to be in the Spirit. They think it happens when you close your eyes. No. You sleep, your eyes are closed. Sometimes you are thinking your eyes are closed. So it's not necessarily a closing of the eyes. But depending on your ability to shut down distractions, you close your eyes so that you can minimize vision. And you can sort of consolidate your ability to focus. But with training and mastery, you can be in the Spirit and your eyes are still open. The gates into heaven is the Spirit.
Oh, in obedience to Christ. So swallow your pride. Tonight, come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in His hands are the keys to eternal life. It's a little here, and a little there, until the day will dawn. It's at work in you to bring in everything. Oh, in obedience to Christ.
Bring in everything.
Oh,
in obedience to Christ.
He will subdue everything. Spirit, how can you fly like the eagles when you don't know the wind? How can you walk when you don't know the way of the Spirit, the power at work in you? He'll bring down everything in your life in obedience to Christ. One thing you have to do is swallow that pride. Today, come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in His hands, He has the keys of eternal life. There's a little here and a little there. Until the day will dawn, He'll be at work in you, bring in everything in obedience to Christ. He'll bring down everything in obedience to Christ. So He is the Holy Ghost.
He's the Holy Ghost,
the Spirit of the Living God. He's the Holy Ghost, the scepter of the King of Kings.
You're the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the age to come.
He's bringing everything in obedience to Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you can sense that something is brewing? Ta-ha-ha. There is that time where the word comes. This guy toiled all night. And then Jesus came and said, well, toss me a little bit further into the sea. Let me preach from your boat. And after the word, he said, Master, and Jesus said, cast now. And he said, well, we've toiled all night. Listen, you may have been praying from the time this meeting started. When I tell you to pray now, it's a different kind of prayer now. Don't say I've prayed for 1 hour already. This one is the one that connects you. Are you with me in the spirit? I want you to be where I am. That's why all this is happening. Connect. Just keep talking to God in your heart. I know there are a lot of young people here with varying level of maturity, but the only thing I require from you is to just talk to Jesus. I don't know if you know how to speak in tongues, but that's not what's paramount now. I just want you to talk to God in your heart. I'm taking everybody here to the kingdom. That's what I'm trying to do. And I'm trying to ensure that the spirit realm over you is adjusted. It's adjusted. It's adjusted. It's adjusted.
I see Yeshua, yeah. I see Yeshua.
Yeah, that's the sound.
I see Yeshua. Hey, I see Yeshua.
Hey, lift your voice and sing.
I see Yeshua. Hey, I see Yeshua. Yes, do you see? I see Yeshua. Hey, I see Yeshua. Yes, I see Yeshua.
I see Yeshua.
I see Yeshua. He's walking in our midst. I see the fire in his eyes. He's touching your heart. He wants to kindle you, setting you aflame, kindling your heart, laying his heart. I see the lion is walking in our midst. I see the lion walking in our midst. I see the lion. I see a lion is walking in our midst. He says, I'm the kingdom. Hey, he says, I'm the kingdom. Ooh, he says, I'm the kingdom. Hey, I'm the kingdom. He says, 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 I'm the kingdom. So I see Yeshua. Hey, I see Yeshua. Ooh, I see Yeshua. Hey, I see Yeshua. Yes, I see Yeshua. Hey, I see Yeshua. Oh yes, I see Yeshua. Hey, I see Yeshua.
Look at me. I know many of us are used to meetings where the preacher starts to teach, but I've always tried to inform us this is not that kind of arrangement. Listen, I'm seeing the lion here, and that's what we are singing. Revelation chapter 5, when the lion appeared in heaven, they opened the books. Somebody said they opened the books. John was in heaven. They told him, he said, don't cry again. That's why they are going to say to somebody here, your season of crying is over.
Amen.
You don't understand it. John was crying in heaven. You are saying, I'm a child of God. Am I not serving you faithful? Why am I still crying? Your condition cannot be as bad as John's condition, because you are on earth. John was in heaven, but he still found a reason to cry. But when they told him, say, look, the lion has come. So I'm saying to you today, as the lion has showed up, whatever has been making you cry in secret is about to be handled now.
Amen.
Ah. Hey. Look at me. You are born again. You are tongue talking. You are filled with the Holy Ghost. You live a holy life. You serve God in truth. But here you are with many question marks in your life. But yours can't be as bad as John's case. Because here is John, he's in heaven. He just finished seeing the one on the throne. He just looked and saw the cherubim. But there in heaven, he was still crying. And the elder came to him, the presbyterian. He said to him, don't cry again. And that's why the lion is saying to somebody here, don't cry again. Don't cry. Your season of tears have just ended.
Amen.
Oh, you don't believe it? Your season of crying has just ended.
Amen.
Because
Because when the lion showed up in heaven, they said it's time to open their books. It's time to change their destiny. It's time for the fulfillment of the word of God concerning them to come to pass. You have attended programs before. You see dreams of greatness. You see visions of greatness. When you were young, you were conscious of the fact that your life was not ordinary. But somewhere between then and now, they cut you short. As if your life was changed, your star was erased. But the lion has come to tell you, don't weep again, I have come.
Hallelujah. Lion in the court roar. Oh, lion in the court roar.
Oh, lion in the court, oh, roar. Oh, lion in the court, oh, roar. If you need to sit to connect properly, I'm not stopping you from sitting, but it's the posture that the Spirit is giving you. It's not to rest, but if the hand of God is making you to sit so you can receive, then it's fine. Oh, lion in the court, roar. Look at me. Can you see me? Don't stop. You see, there are mysteries in heaven. Let me show you some of heaven's creatures. There is a creature in heaven that everywhere has eye. It's not a demon. It's God that made it. It's what? Everywhere has eye. All over his body. You can't hide anything from him. His back. Everywhere there are eyes all over him. I know if you see that one, you will run away. But if you are sensitive, you know this is the one that stands in God's presence. There's a Christ you will see. You won't see a man. It's a lion you will see. Literal lion. When John went to heaven and they showed him Jesus, he was surprised that what he saw was a lamb. And the lamb looked like blood was coming from his neck. You don't understand it. That was Jesus. And it has seven horns. I know if you see a lamb with seven horns, you will say this is a genetic problem. But that's a revelation of Jesus. After he had seen that one that was slain, he began to weep again. And then they showed him another Jesus. They said, it's a lion you see, but that's Christ. Once he comes in that dimension, number of things become real. One is dominion. One is the authority from heaven. One is the capacity to lose what has been bound. Lift your hands, close your eyes. I want to lose anything bound in your life that God has ordained to be loose, that the enemy has contended. Leke teke baka teke leke teke rapata lebere teke si baladagadia. Because the lion is in the courts of heaven now and is moving around the area of the books and is roaring, and where he roars, they lose. So anyone whose life has been bound, there's a limitation. I stand today by that same unto the authority of the lion, and I'm decreeing it open in the name of Jesus. Amen. Your entire generation has been bound. That's why there's a limit on your lineage. Everybody amounts almost to nothing. That's why there has been a limitation. I'm here by the power of God, by the authority of heaven. I'm declaring your generation free now.
Amen.
There's been an altar of witchcraft that has lasted for generations because one of your ancestry did some demonic things and covenanted the whole lineage to the operations of witchcraft. I'm standing by the authority of heaven and I'm going back seven generations to your past. And I'm contending with that altar in the name of Jesus. Catch fire.
Amen.
I'm going back in time. That thing that was done A demonic patriarch in your lineage covenanted these generations. He said that will amount to nothing. This will be the story of their life. This addiction will pervade this lineage. I'm standing by the same authority and I'm putting an end to it now.
Amen.
This movie, I'm seeing that lion again. Rakateke bataka, rabadaka deke boratata, shakateke lebeketeke lebedegedia.
Endo
lion in the court, roar. Oh, lion in the court, roar. And oh, lion in the court,
one of the things that amazed Jesus when he walked the earth was how blinded the people were. If you have investment in this life and don't have investment in eternity, you will regret. That's why Jesus taught them that day. He said, please lay up treasures. You think Jesus is going, you are the one laying the treasure from here.
Yes.
Jesus said, lay up treasures in heaven. Oh. So that when you go there, you won't be found empty handed. And Paul said it. He said, in that day, the man's works will be destroyed. Nevertheless, his life will be spared, but his works will be not. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Say, therefore, let every man take heed how he's doing the work, so that he's actually laying up trash. Some people are laying up trash.
Hi.
Yes. And that's what Paul said. He said, some with lay up, build with straw. They will use fire to test your work. How many of you know gold? You use fire, it gets better. And so you all your works that you did, when heaven adds fire, they will see the beauty. But some are laying up what fire will destroy. And they will call his name, say, bring up that son of mine. And they bring, he say, present his works before this council. And they bring the works, and the fire before the throne goes through it, and they see nothing. He say, his works was not in truth. Nevertheless, preserve his life, but he shall begin eternity from zero. Meanwhile, others will be given the kingdom. You go and start the work of the kingdom afresh in eternity. In the course. Sit down.
Oh, lion, in the course, please roar. Oh, lion, in the courts, please roar. Oh, lion, in the courts, please roar.
The lion will be roaring. You will be roaring. The lion will be roaring as the message is going on. Things will be losing on their own. I don't want you to be earthly today. What did I say? I don't want you. Let's sit down. Whatever we are sharing, just sit down. Be in the spirit till the end of this meeting. It's loud. Father, we give you praise. Sit as Lord over the earth, you sit as Prince over the kings. You are Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You sit as Lord over the earth, you sit as Prince over the kings. You are Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You will sit as Lord over the earth, you will sit as Prince over the kings. You are Jesus, you're the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are not going to be like this forever. I wish I could carry my vision and put in your eyes. This was the vision that consumed Paul, because Paul saw the end of the age. Do you understand that? Paul knew the dynamics by which it will end. It is Paul that said that an archangel will carry a trumpet and sound it, and then the Lord will descend, and then the dead will rise. Listen, on earth, where did I say? A kingdom will be established. They don't understand. When the kingdom comes, you will see Jesus on the earth. It's not in the spirit realm again. And he will rule on earth. When the scripture says he has made us kings and priests, we shall reign where? Sometimes we are too religious with that thing, which way we are going to be relevant. It's literal as it gets. It's not saying you'll be relevant in this time. Of course you will. What that prophet is saying, because he wrote that book when he was about 96. So he's not telling you he's about to reign. He's about to die when he was writing that thing. He was about to die. So when he say, "Are we ready?" He's telling you, "I will come back again. I'm going now, but I will still come back. When I return, I will be young like this. And then I will reign in this earth." Let's be mindful so that we are not counting what we have and what we do not have. Education, ambition, money, nonsense. When the Messiah comes, everything will be demolished. Do you? The kingdom will come. The kingdom will come. Literally. I wonder what you'll be doing. You'll be bringing your Harvard masters. You'll bring your degree. That's a more sure hope of prophecy. When Paul saw this truth, he threw away everything he had. Read Philippians chapter 10. He said, "All the qualifications I have, I count them as dung now. They are waste to me." So he will sleep on the road, in the bush. They will stone him to death. He will get up again. You are there pursuing things up and down with zero results, zero treasures in heaven. When the kingdom comes, the man who is blessed, the man who is relevant in the kingdom and on it. If you see Paul, you will pity him. If you see him, 2 weeks inside, see. Accident. You know, accident happens how many minutes? His own accident was 2 weeks. Yes. They didn't eat that period. He slept inside with his body in the ocean. You know how cold it gets. He spent a night inside. But he said, don't pity me. He said, if it's only in Christ, on earth, we have hope in Christ, we are miserable. So he said, don't pity me. Then at the end, he said, what? He said, when I get there, Jesus will crown me. I'm bringing you, and you have to see that vision always of the kingdom. Everything we are doing now is that annunciation. You know, this spirit of this world always comes when we gather. So that you know what we do here. It is not service preaching. No, this is kingdom. This is what? Let me tell you, job is first in the kingdom. Everyone? Job is first in the kingdom. Job, when you go to heaven, you see what we call companies. Groups of angels gathering, sharing mysteries. There's a fellowship of the seraphim. There's a fellowship of the angelic watchers and the archangels. You don't know. Have you not seen Daniel's vision? When the glorious man came to give Daniel a vision, you notice that they will say, one man stood here, one man stood here. And they're asking themselves a question. That vision, how long again? You didn't see it? That three people came, and once he's delivering the message, they'll be like, you have that information. How long is it? And he said, until a time, and a time and a half. That's a company. Why did they send the three of them together? This one here, he has a company. We are not earthly, you already know by now. One thing you will know when you go to heaven, everywhere sings. What? That's why when we speak, song is still flowing. It's flowing. It's heaven's is overflow. Some people are like, what is this realm? It's heaven on earth. It's what?
Heaven on earth.
You are somewhere now in heaven. Your eyes may not see it, but your spirit knows where it is. Look at me. How many of you know that somebody goes to deliverance and they see him, they say, they tied you inside the water. Have you heard those kinds of things? How come he's tied in the water and he's walking in Wuse? He's taking vehicle to Galadima. His reality has been bound. Your reality is somewhere in the kingdom now. Your eyes may not see it, but your spirit can sense there's a peace you are feeling. That's the peace that guards heaven. There's no pressure there. If you are living heaven on earth, that peace will be there. Even if you have 0 naira. That's what the world cannot give to you. Let me show you something. Open your mouth to make a sound that you don't know. Spiritual sound. You will find your spirit move. Let's go. Your spirit will be moving. What you are doing is that you are interacting with the mysteries. In heaven today. Father, we give you praise. He's showing you places in heaven. He said, come, let me show you something. Some of you will live here with mysteries in your heart. That's what a spiritual meeting is. I've let you loose to explore. Tapatikis.
In this place, then a walking in our midst, reveal your light as our hearts become a light. Reveal your light as our hearts become a light, Lord. Reveal. There'll be power in this place. There'll be glory as we praise. And the angels of His grace, they're now walking in our midst. Lord, reveal Your light as our hearts become aligned. Lord, reveal Your as our hearts become alive. Reveal my light, reveal my light,
my light,
as my heart,
as my heart becomes alive.
Reveal, reveal my light, oh,
as my heart becomes alive.
There'll be power in this place. There is glory as we sing, and the presence of His grace will be filling up our needs. Lord, reveal Your light as our hearts become alive.
Reveal my light,
reveal my light
as my heart.
As my heart becomes a light,
oh, reveal,
reveal my light.
As my heart becomes a light,
Lord, reveal my light.
He said, arise and shine your light, your light.
As my heart becomes,
Lord, reveal my light.
As my heart becomes alive,
there'll be glory in your days. There'll be power on your lips when you cry out for His grace. There'll be glory as you praise. He's revealing your light, 'cause your heart is now alight. He's revealing your light, 'cause your heart is now alight. He's revealing your light, 'cause your heart is now alight. He's revealing your light, 'cause your heart is now alight. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go to Psalm 87.
That is now a light.
I want to show you something. A psalm of the sons of Korah. A song. His foundation is in the holy mountains. What? So that holy mountain is the kingdom of God. It's heaven, right? Go on. The Lord loves the gate of Zion more than the dwelling. So he's telling us that, you know, the gate is where you enter. So he's talking about the entrance, that he likes it when you enter the kingdom. Move. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. It's a city we are looking at now. Move on. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to those who know me. Behold, all Philistia and Tyre with Topia. This one was born there. Go on. This tree seems to be and of Zion, look at what he's saying. Of Zion, if you are here, you can use this screen. Of Zion, it will be said, this one and that one we are born in her. And the Most High himself shall establish her. Move. The Lord will record it when he registers the peoples. This one was what? Now listen, when you give birth to a child, what the hospital does is they document the baby and what? Give him a birth certificate. It's now in their records. As you grow older, they give you an NIN. You have records. There's a database for you in heaven. Do we really understand? This, the Lord is God that is doing the record. Okay, Hannah just got born again. They wrote it. He will register it. This one was born there. When he registers it, then you have information. How many of you know when you go to heaven, they'll be calling you John? There's a name that he will give you. Go and read the end of the books of the Bible. I will give him a name. Because some of your names are so earthly, you can't go to heaven. So may you cross and say, stop there, keep that name. This is your new name now. The encounters with destiny. Father, will give you praise. Don't play, just hold on. Father, will give you praise. Lift up your hands. Say, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this privilege. Now open your books to us. Thank you. Now play something. You should be in the spirit. Play something now. That's empty you were playing before. Play from your spirit. Now, while we are preparing for... That's right. Good. While we are preparing for this meeting, earlier this month, we had a revelation of God's word, and I want you to pay attention now to what I'm saying. And this is what that revelation says. My revelation, are you listening? Must be seen. Must be what? By as many who will walk for me, live for me. My revelation must be seen by as many who will devote their life and time for me. My revelation must and will be seen by as many that will give their lives for me in these end days. And this is the crux of the matter. He said, the encounter with destiny. I am your destiny. What? I am your destiny. Now, this was December 5th this year. Now, when this network started, the first assembly we had, the theme was titled The Encounter with Destiny. It's the same thing. Right? So I said, okay, there's there's transcripts for the meeting exist. That was 5 years ago. How many years? So I said, okay, we have the transcript for this meeting, for that assembly. Let me even see what was said in those transcripts. And so I went to the database, searched and went back to 2020 and pulled out the transcript. And I was reading it. The transcripts are just written form of the meetings, right? And we had somebody who was doing transcripts for us. Put up that image. And when I read the first day and then I read the second day, I now came to this. Can you see that? The Lord is present here with us, the Lord himself, and he's here tonight because he wants to speak to us. He has come tonight because he wants to speak to us, you and me, all of us. All of us in this present generation, he wants to speak to us. Pay attention to the words of the Lord, because the Lord has come and he's about to speak. I have come, says the Lord Jesus Christ. I am your destiny. Now, this was said in 2020. I have no recall until after this word, and then I went to just go through it, and then I found out this same statement had been made before. Five years ago. And he came back again to say it. That statement, for many persons here, is not true. It's not true. Many persons here are trying to succeed in life. That's what they are out for. And they have heard it preached in church that the gateway to success is God. So God is their currency of buying success. God is what? Jesus doesn't want that thing again. He said no more.
If you are not going to agree with that statement, everything we say here today will not concern you. And everything that we have not said today, or that is not an implication of everything that we said here, is what will be concerning you. Somebody say, what does it mean by that? While overnight, two nights ago, put up 1 Corinthians 1:1. So that I want you to have know the depth and the weight of what you are in today. 1 Corinthians 1:1. Are you there? You know, when the church was formed, how many of you know when the church began? Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost and the Holy Ghost came. That's when the church age started. Can I have your Bible? If they write a biography of a man that passed on and he was 86 years, the biography covers what span? Ola 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 Obi was born, was born 1st of January 1913. He went to this, and then by the end, after they have summarized this, so it's an 86 years. How many years details do you think is here? It's almost about 4,000. From Genesis chapter 1 to about Genesis chapter 10 is almost about 600 years. You read it in 30 minutes. From Acts chapter 1 to Acts chapter 10 is about 10 years. Between Acts chapter 1 to Acts chapter 10, the church was only preaching to Jews. To who? People that were Israelites. So if they are doing evangelism, they look at you, you are not an Israelite, they'll skip you. See, I'm not an Israelite. The good news of Jesus Christ, they'll skip them. It's not that they were wicked. They didn't know that the other people were supposed to be saved. For 10 years, they were doing that thing. So, and God kept it from them. He didn't tell them anything. Peter was even doing it too. But God didn't answer them. You know why? God had a timetable. How many of you have you know when your lecturer will come? Even if all the class is set, the marker board is clean, if it's not 10 a.m., the math man won't come. Why? It's not his time. Right? That's how God's calendar operates. So even if you are fasted and you have finished his instruction, you do not have to wait for his time. Say you are on time. Me too, I want to be on time. Now, when it was time, God now went and encountered a very notorious guy somewhere. And say, you, this layer and level of my assignment on earth, I want to open the chapter on earth now. You are the apostle I'm sending. That's why he says, call to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God. Listen, there are people God sends to your age. To what? They are not there to preach the Bible. They are there to open a chapter for the whole generation, for the whole age. If not because of Paul, we can't be saved. Don't understand the weight. The Gentiles, me and you, are you from Israel? Is your name Ben-Hur? No. You may be bearing Benjamin, but we all know you are not the son of a literal Israelite. It is because of this man. That's why you see till date, he's the one that wrote this thing. When he was writing this book, he didn't know God would carry it and give everybody. He was writing to a church in Corinthians. But because of the weight of the things God has put inside of him, God said, this thing Paul is writing, the whole age will hear it. He is dead, but he's still preaching. There is such a thing as an apostle that is not just there to preach and hold service. He's there to open a layer. A what? A new chapter, not for your life,
for the whole body, for the whole age, for creation.
I want you to, because that's what I've been trying to get you to understand. He said, according to the secret kept, Ephesians chapter 3, which God hid from the foundations of the earth, that even Isaiah didn't see it, Ezekiel, Moses didn't understand it. That's why we are here. That's what? You can see it's not consistent growth. I'm taking you somewhere. I'm doing what?
You understand that?
What was the last time you were here? Last month. You are here because of something. By the end of today, you will arrive somewhere. I'll leave you and come back to meet you again and take you further. I'm teaching you practical kingdom realities. One of the reasons why we have come in this age and time is not just to preach nice sermons. I don't even preach a sermon before. It's to open up a chapter for all of you. That's why we're called. Does it make sense? Now, follow what I'm saying. Am I preaching? I'm carrying you on a journey. See, in 2020 we were praying, and then this prophetic word came. He said, You see your generation, right? He said, there is still remaining a light that they will have to see to encounter their destiny. Clear. Ephesians chapter 5. Go to verse. There is still remain, there is a light. See, what it means is that, you see all of you here.
Hello.
All of you here. There is something you need to see. There is an experience you need to have. What did I say? There was no Moses without the burning bush. That is, Moses' life started, he even started destiny, he started 80 years. But there was no Moses without the burning bush. He's saying that there is an experience that everybody that comes in your time, that we feature in my present work, needs to have before they enter what I'm talking about. When he says, I am your destiny, he said to enter that destiny, they have to have this encounter. If you look at that statement, one thing you will see is what is called the destiny of Christ for you. What? That's why I say many of you are still trying to be successful. You are still what? You are trying to become what university will make you. When God wrote your destiny, Harvard was not created. And if the kingdom had proceeded without Adam's fall, there would be no Harvard. I'm not the only one that understands. See, you see you like this. Many of you think you were created the day you were born. No, you were made on the sixth day. You were not created. You were made on the sixth day. That day God made man was when he made you. You may have been conceived later on, but conception is not the same thing as creation. What did I say? That's why conception can go on without the hand of God inside again. Because he had set forth the biological operations. We can look at test tubes and see what goes on when there is conception. It's because God has set it in motion. The man who invented this speaker, does he need to invent it every day again? Is he the one making it work? He has set for the electronics inside. And that's what God did in you. So you were born a few years ago, but you were as old as Adam. Hence, this Adam's sin will not affect you if he created you again. So what did he have in mind that day he formed you? To go to Harvard? Earthly Harvard. See, let me. Paul was a ruthless man. He was what? Strict to the law. That's why he went to the chief priest. You know what he told them? He said, "Give me letters. I want to go to Lagos and arrest people. I will pay for the soldiers." That's what he was doing. He said, "Just give me letters. Just authorize me. I will go to Damascus. I will clear all the Christians." When they were stoning Peter, he told them, "Just put your those of you killing him, right? Just put your clothes here. I'll watch it for you." That's the kind of person he was. But Jesus looked at him. He said, "This is not what I made you to be that day." Put up Galatians. It was after he had encounters. Galatians chapter 1. In verse 15, in his journey of encounters, you have to be fast. He said, when he pleased God, who said, when did God separate him? You don't know how serious this matter is. And called me through. This guy was, see, he grew up to be a bad person, but his calling was in the womb. So it shows you that you can be anything on earth, be governor of a state, and you are living direct opposite to what he called you to be. For Paul, they called him from the womb. The day he was conceived, Jesus looked and said, "This one will be an apostle. He will bear forth my message to the Gentiles." But when Paul was born in Israel and grew in Judea and in Jerusalem, when he was of age, he ran and became a Pharisee. Just like some of you are running to become anything you are now without taking cognizance to what he has said concerning you. He ran quickly, became a Pharisee, and became a persecutor of the faith. But what hit him from that donkey that day? What hit him? He said, "What? That's what is about to hit you now." And he was going with his ambition. He wanted to be the next governor. He was riding on that donkey, going wherever. Some of you will be taken back. Some of you are aggressively going in a direction. The hand of God is about to pull you back. Some persons don't like this guy because this message paralyzes your agenda, your plans. He said, I didn't ask you to move. He called me through his grace and did what? To reveal his son in me. Okay, you're like, it's only Paul that had this thing. Go to Jeremiah chapter 1. Let's go to verse 5. I'm going to show you people who were just having their life, having a great life. Then these kinds of things came on them. See this. Before I formed you in the womb. This one is worse. Paul said he was in the womb. This one he says before. You know why he said I formed you? Because he was the one that created the mechanism of development. Fetal development. I knew you all. Before you were born, I had even sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. So,
guy was just in Jerusalem that day, and then he began to hear. He began to hear. And the voice said, before I formed you, I knew you. He said, why now? How about you?
You don't like this doctrine.
Let's see what the psalmist have to say. Psalm 139.
How many persons are cold here? Please, can we tamper it down? Just reduce it a little bit.
Psalm 139, verse 13. Look at what he says. Are you see? He said, for you formed my inward parts. You did what? This is it. So this comes, there's 23 chromosomes here. There are 23 chromosomes here, making it 46. And then there's conception, and they become one. And then the hand of God, which he has set forth in wisdom, begins to knit you. It knits your heart, knits your sinews, knits your bone. And then he said, you covered me. That is, he used the flesh to cover him. All was going in the womb. Go on. I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Move on. My frame was not hidden from you. That is my structure. When I was made in secret, I'm skillfully wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Go on. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed. That is, before you became you, he saw it. And the psalmist gives us the complete revelation. He said, in your book, if you see an engineer, a civil engineer, a mechanical engineer, they always have something like a notebook where they scribble what they call a prototype. How many of you have seen that? You see drawings of machines with numbers, calculations. And you tell you, this is the design for the new aircraft we are trying to build. This is where the landing gear is. This is the fan. We are thinking of putting some extended. And you see a new design. You see the interior. How many of you have seen that before? God has your book. That's why I say in your book they were written. This is Cecilia. These are design. That's why they say the number of your days you will fulfill. Say this is her age. This was this how much how long she will remain on earth and fulfill my purpose before I ask her to come home. Everything is contained there. He has your book. So that's why when you go to heaven, when you go to heaven's library. They didn't know heaven has libraries. You see books stacked with people's names. When your time for destiny fulfillment comes, the Holy Spirit opens the book in your heart. And you begin to have inspiration on what to do. You start singing. Because when you were formed, he gave you a gift. When God made man in the beginning, he gave them gifts. That's why you see even people that are not saved can sing. Some can draw. Some are born playing music. You see a 3-year-old boy, he's playing guitar. He's playing keyboard. He was not touched. He just sat down and started playing around with it. It's the gift of God. It comes with every creation he made. It's not the Holy Spirit has his gift. There are 7-9 of them outlined. Christ has his gift. There are about 5 for the church. There are still others listed in the book of Romans. There is the one the Creator put when he made you.
They didn't like that part.
Sir, look at me, Andy. Your book with what you call the prototype, what is you call the wireframe, is in the library of heaven with your destiny on it. If you have not access to it, you won't know your function. You won't know what? When you go to your kitchen, you see all manner of cutleries. Do you use your blade, your knife, your table knife? Do you use it to scoop food? Every item has a function. What's your function on earth?
What are you in God's kitchen? Are you a blade or are you a spoon? Let's know. Some of you are bowls, but you are trying your best to be a scooper. Some of you are supposed to be used to scoop grace out, but here you are, you are on the table, you are a teacup, trying to be something you are not. And God is saying, I have your book in my library now. Go and pick it. See three witnesses. You know when David lived? Jeremiah lived after David. He lived many years after David. David wrote this thing. Jeremiah came hundreds of years later and said it. Then Paul came much later and said, before I was formed. If three men in different generations agree, your own is not any different. When you arrive eternity, you will realize how different you were from what was written concerning you. My assignment today is to bring you back. Yes.
Into your presence, I will go to the way of the courts. Into your throne room, I will go to the way of the pillars. Into your presence, in your throne room, are creatures and beasts. A heavenly company in your throne room. Glory and light of revelation.
Yeah. I'm seeing your books. Look at me. Look at me. What that word says is, there is that written detail about you that by when you begin to walk in it, when you come to the end of it, you will fulfill that word, I am your destiny. While your book, they were all written, the day is fashioned for me. He's telling that God has his birth date and his death date. The day is fashioned for. Do you know when God says the number of your days I will fulfill? He knows it already. It's there. It's what manufacturers call expiry date. But in the kingdom is your glorifying date. Because you are not about to expire, you are about to be glorified. Listen, it's not going to be that you start seeking afresh again, because the glory of God has come. It's going to make it open for you easily. The price to be paid for us to access books in heaven has already been paid. You are just called now to see it, and that's why he can stand before you now and be speaking. I'm declaring your books open, oh. So
Some of you, there is something inside you that you don't know. There is, see, look at me. There is something in you. The world has not seen it. You don't even know yet. Until Jesus Christ comes and flashes light in your inward man, and you will discover a vessel. You will discover a gift. You will see a creativity. You know what happens at night? You are in your room. The power is out. The moon is not in the sky. The stars are not there. And everywhere is dark. But your eyes are open. But you can't see anything. It's not because you are blind. It's because there is no light. Because light is the conduit of sight. So there's something inside you. You can't see it. Listen, this chair is here. And there is no light. I walk, I bump into it. I know not what it is because I can't see it. But I know I'm bumping into something. That's why you keep feeling there is more to your life. But you can't explain it. You are bumping into the gift. You have no light. But you know I'm made for more. This is not who I am. I ought to be greater. You are bumping into the gift of God. What he is about to do is to turn on the light.
Amen.
You will see the shape of your life. You will see the detail of your assignment. You will see what you are made to discover. Stop that life of trying to make money. Trying to make, just pursuing money. What about the gift inside? How can you have gold and you are hungry and you say, let me find work, 4,000. Let them give me. Meanwhile, there's diamond in your spirit. What can make you priceless is in you. But here is the devil's games again. Push him to live by survival. Let him be driven by a need to survive, not by a passion to impact his generation. I'm turning your mind back to God. I'm turning your heart around. I'm bringing your sight back to you. Made for more. Patakats. How about the gift? When God made you on the sixth day, he put a gift. When you became born again, Jesus put a gift. When the Holy Spirit filled your heart, he put a gift. You are not worthless.
Not at all.
He's cleaning things from your heart now. When you live here, you find out that some thoughts no longer exist. He's using that divine eraser. He's wiping out what your society taught you, what your ancestors taught you, what your circumstance taught you, that nothing good can come out of you, that this is your limit, that this is the course you studied in school. These kinds of course, they don't have jobs, so you have to do. He's using an eraser. He's cleaning your mind, and he's going to put the new words in your spirit. When you live here today, you'll be a different man.
Amen.
You'll be a different girl.
Amen.
You'll be a different woman.
Amen.
You'll be a different individual all together.
Amen.
Listen, no one here will be less than David.
Amen.
No one here will be less than Queen Esther.
Amen.
Karabaga degelebegedia. See them as your least point. You want to know your least in life? Look at David. You want to know your least in life? Look at Queen Esther in her days. You can't be less than them.
Yes.
Partes. La de kete kete baradas. Leke teke rapa kades, leleke teke bagada gala bagadia. I'm cleaning off the errors of your past.
Amen.
Of your past. La rekete ke bata barata kadesh. La pakata kalabaga daga labaga daga laga dia.
Listen.
I will go to the way of the cause, into your throne room. I will go to the way of the pillars, into your presence. I will go to the way of the cause, into your throne room. I will go to the way of the pillars, into your presence, in your throne room are creatures and beasts, a heavenly company. In your throne room is glory and light of revelation.
Yes. Ha ha.
I will go through the way of the cause, into your throne room. I will go through the way of the pillars, into your presence. In your throne room my creatures and a heavenly company. In your throne room is glory and light of revelation. I will go to the way of the course, into your presence. I will go to the way of the pillars, into your throne room. In your throne room are creatures and beasts, a heavenly company in your throne room is glory and light of revelation. Who
But how did he just get the tune? While we were in that morning worshiping, that was, it was what was going on. We were singing. I will go use the king's court, to enter the throne. I was simply as saying, I'll go through where these pillars are, and then I'll be in the presence. So when we told him, be in the spirit, play what, and then he started playing this sound, and I started. So it's not soundtrack. Why we do this? Not we are capturing heaven sound.
I will go through the way.
David knew the courts. He said that we enter his courts with praise. He knows that once you are about to enter the courts, you need to carry praise. He knows the courts. And by God, now we are knowing the courts also. We know the courts. So I will go through the way of the courts into the throne room. And once you go pass through the courts, you start seeing the pillars of the glory. That's why God, Jesus said, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. He will never ever go out again. There are pillars in the throne room. In the throne room, you now find the living creatures and the beast that John describes in Revelations 4. That is the heavenly company. And then there's the light of the menorah, the seven candlesticks. That is the light of Revelation. When you go to the glory of God, you won't see a light bulb. You won't see the sun. The glory has its own light. You use the light of the glory to see. And you look, see them. They are light bulbs. We have to invent them. In the glory of God, you don't have these things. You just see that the place has light. You know why? The light itself is from the glory. That's why the Bible says in the new creation, God will carry out the sun and the moon. He said these celestial objects will not be needed again. He said the glory of the Lord shall be the light. That's why there will be no night. When he designed celestial ordinance, he put a moon here and put a sun. He said, when you fall here, you rise here. So when the sun sets here, it becomes dark. So he said, you know what? All creation shall have light at once.
Kai.
Shh.
Are you ready to meet your Messiah now? Are you tired of your life? You must come to that point where you are tired. I've tired of my life. Give me your life now, Christ. I'm tired. Have you come there? That is that point you start asking, you become desperate. I'm now tired of my life. It's not helping me again. Do you understand? It's not helping me. I've tried. I'm not doing it again. Just give me your life. Yeah, are you ready now? But if you still want to be trying, maybe you won't pray it. Without modern science. Why have you limited God in you? Hi! I've seen the age of the kingdom. That's what we are announcing. And that's what we are in now. Do you want to meet with the Christ now? Your glorious encounters will begin. I will go through the way of the cross into your presence. I will go through the way of the pillars into your throne room. What I'm sent to lead you to the fullness of what was written concerning you. If you follow what I'm saying to you, the least of you will be like David. The least of you in your time will be like Esther. I said prayed one time, some persons were not praying well. Let me ask you a question. If somebody is carrying you to where you don't know, and then when he's passing with the car, and then you see a police officer, will you say, "Help me, help me"? What will you do? You are not ready. They will carry you and go. So when they pray, I say, "Lord, Lord." Help is just looking at you. Be Lord. For this thing we are. Jesus prayed until his sweat became blood. I like sometimes to. You don't know this book. There's blood inside. This Apostle Paul, you know, he was this. They cut his head at the end of the day. And he didn't lay on the bed. I said, "My children, I go." That's not how he died. His death was rough. They put him on the chopper and locked his head and cut it off with an axe. And that's how he died. They give you his book now. You are doing, you don't, with his blood on it. If they will cry for inheritance, it will be theirs. And that's a word for you. Put up, you think it's not scripture. That's a word that just came. Put up Proverbs chapter 2. Let me show you where that word is coming from. Say, if they will cry for inheritance, it will be their own. Go on.
That's it. If you cry for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, not saying, Lord, Lord, go on. If you seek her silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, what is it? That's when it will come. You will lift up your voice in the throne room of God. Where?
In the throne room of God.
Do you know why in heaven they're always proclaiming? You will say, and then a voice said. If your voice doesn't say, heaven will not record it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does a judge say when they're about to pass a decree? Your counsel is quiet. Your advocate is quiet. He won't speak up for you. He said, does the counsel has anything to say and you are mute? They will sentence you to a life that is not yours. Do you want to remain in obscurity? When they say, when your mouth is closed, your destiny has been closed, they were not playing about it. In your journeys with God, God will push you here. As they lift up your voice and make a decree. That's what he said to David in the book of Psalms chapter 2. He said he had a decree. He had a vision. He had a revelation. God told him, he said, you are my son. Today I've begotten you. And that day he came to Psalms. He said, it's now time. I will lift up my voice and I will declare the decree of the Lord. This day I have begotten you. There is a time when what God said to you in secret, you have to announce it in the open. If you are the gates of destiny, what will you do? Lift up your voice and cry for your life. Go ahead and cry for your life. No basique tebe. No way. No way. No way. No way. Ra 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 teke teke bele.
Why?
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This is not that. This, you are in the throne room. What you are doing is you are lifting up a petition. Put up Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 1. Let me show you where you are. You are not alone in this. Habakkuk had the same experience. At some point, he was fed up. Keep going. Go back. Let me show you something. See him. He was before God. He said, the burden. It was a burden to him. Go now. How long shall I cry? That's what some of you, your petition in heaven is going up like this. Because you are saying to God, how long? My justice has been delayed too much. Hey. You will not even cry out to you and you will not save. But heaven is writing it as remembrance because Elohim has said, this day I will answer your cry.
Amen.
Go on, the prophet is still lamenting. Why do you show me iniquity? The more I fast, it gets harder. I fasted 3 days. When I returned, the job went. I went on outreach. By the time I came back, as if the affliction doubled. He said, why will you show me iniquity and cause me to see trouble? I prayed for that child. I prayed for this my sibling. The more I prayed, as if it became worse after the prayer. For plundering and violence are before me. There is strife and contention continues to arise. He said, the law is powerless. When I make a decree, it refuses to catch. What kind of thing is this? I lifted up my hands in the name of the Lord and passed a decree. And almost immediately the contrary thing happened. Is the law now powerless? I commanded justice and it didn't go forth. And the wicked continues to surround the righteous. The perverse judgment is as if you said this will be. They went and sat down and said, no, you won't give you the employment. You are the one most qualified, but you won't get the employment. A contrary decision. Something that even if God heard, he will not believe. Go on. But then the voice of Jehovah came to him, and he said, look among the nations and watch. Say, watch.
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 Watch your life. Because from today, the story has changed.
Amen.
Katekopa, I will walk a walk in your days. If they told you, you will not believe it. I'm prophesying over somebody. Woo! In your lifetime, when they write about you, you will think it's a fairy tale.
Amen.
See me. David was an Israelite Fulani boy. He was in the bush, always scattering sheep. He was not even in the army. You didn't understand. His name is Adamu in the field. He's the one mucking around with cows. But that day, the war caught up with him. He became king forever till today. So if you are not a Fulani girl or a Fulani boy yet, then there is hope for you.
Yes.
You can't get any worse. You may not have gone to school. It is not a limitation. When God was creating your life, he didn't consult with the universities. He said, the zeal of the Lord will perform this. Not your degree. Word for so that person I'm talking to, that scripture is for you. He said, watch. He said, watch. You will be surprised. I will walk a walk in your day. If they told you about it, you will not believe it. Gada, 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 gada. I will walk a walk in your days. If they told you about it, you will not believe it.
Amen.
So where is your tongue? They are flipping it. They are flipping the book to your page. You came to your generation and your chapter was not open. They are flipping it to where you belong. That's what it means when he say, I will overturn and overturn and overturn until your time comes. It's your turn now. It's your turn. 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 It's your turn.
It's your
Ilabaka da baraka da balaka da, ilabaka da baraka da balaka da, ilabaka da baraka da balaka da.
Il Wherever you are, lift your hands. There's about to be a clothing in this place. Wings of fire. Yes. Wings of fire. La pateke tekete baradas. There'll be wings of fire. La keke paratas. You will ascend like the cherubim. You will flash back and forth like lightning. To heaven and earth, earth and heaven. La pakatesh. Leketeke rabadagadabash. You desire that dimension. It's everywhere now. Wings of fire. Take. La ba 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 rata ka teke bere degedia. Rebege suprata ka debelegedia. You desire it. Take. Wings of fire. 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 La ba rata ka daba la ga daga la ga daga la ga daga daba shigele be degedia. Oh, Baparata, where's Peter now? Lekete Baratagas, of Jesus.
Amen.
There are impartations that make you to cease being normal. They are called divine deposits. They are called what?
Divine deposits.
You see that man sitting in that office. He's not a Christian. You look at his hands. He's wearing ring. Spirits attached to the rings. When they look at people, they say, do this. They don't want to do it. But the power in the ring compels the obedience. There is something that will enter you now. It will be divine deposits.
Amen.
It will make you, every bad luck in your life will be flushed out.
Amen.
Some of you know bad luck follows you. When something is about to work, it scatters. When something is being gathered, all of a sudden you can't see it. It's being erased from your life now.
Amen.
Thank you.
See, the extent to which your destiny will be real to you is to the extent to which Christ is real to you. One thing that will help you continue in this journey of purpose will be a dialless love for Christ. Then you will become your destiny. That have that love in their heart. It's not because you are not a bad person. It's just that you have not entered that yet. There's this fire in my heart. There's this fire in my soul. There's this fire in my heart. There's this fire in my soul. There's this fire in my heart. It's the fire of your love. There's this fire in my heart. There's this fire in my soul. There's this fire that I feel. It's the fire of your love. There's this fire in my heart. There's this fire in my soul. There's this fire that I feel. It's the fire of your love. There's this fire in my heart. There's this fire in my soul. There's this fire that I feel. It's the fire of your love. Ooh. Close your eyes. That fire is about to start.
This fire in is the fire of your love. There's this fire in my heart. There's this fire in my soul.
Without this gift, you won't go far. Without this impartation at work in you.
There's this fire in my heart. There's this fire in my soul. There's this fire that I feel. In my heart, there's this fire in my soul. There's this fire.
Can you increase the keyboard a little bit?
It's the fire of your love. There's this fire in my heart. There's this fire in my soul. There's this fire that I feel. It's the fire of your love. It's the fire. Yeah. That's the fire.
this fire in my heart. There's this fire in my soul. There's this fire that I feel. It's the fire of your love.
There's new love pouring out in your spirit.
Fresh fire.
In your spirit. To pursue God.
Glory dwells. I admire your courts. I love the place where your glory dwells. I admire your courts. I love the place where your glory dwells. I admire your courts. I love the place where your glory dwells. I admire your courts. This is the place where your glory dwells. Where your glory dwells. I admire your courts. I love the place.
Favor, sit here.
I admire your courts. I love the place where your glory dwells. I admire your courts. I love the place where your glory dwells. I admire your courts. I love the place where your glory dwells. I admire courts. I love the place where your glory dwells. This is where I want to live. I love the place where your glory dwells. I admire your courts. I love the place where your glory dwells. I admire. This is the place. This is the place where your glory dwells. This is where I want to live. This is the place where your glory dwells. This is where I want to live. I love the place where your glory dwells. I admire your courts. I love the place where your glory dwells. I admire your courts. thoughts. This is the place where your glory dwells. This is where I want to live. This is the place where your glory dwells. This is where I want to live. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Sing out loud.
Where your glory dwells, we admire your. Sing again.
We love the place.
Sing out.
Where your glory dwells,
we admire your courts.
We love the place where your glory dwells,
we admire. So this is the place.
This is the place.
Yes. Where your glory dwells. This is where we want to live.
This is the place where your glory dwells. This is where we want to live.
We love the place where your glory dwells. We admire. We love the place where your glory dwells.
It's like a cracking noise. You know that electrical noise, right? Yeah, it's not there anymore.
This is the place.
It's back now. You can hear it with me, right? And pray after me and say, Lord,
Lord,
louder, Lord,
Lord,
thank you for today,
for today.
Thank you for opening my books.
Thank you for opening my books.
You are not praying. Say, Lord,
Lord,
thank you.
Thank you
for today,
for today.
Thank you for opening my books.
Thank you for opening my books.
Thank you for unveiling the mysteries.
Thank you for unveiling the mysteries
in my life.
In my life.
To me.
To me.
Thank you for your grace.
Thank you for your grace.
Thank you for illumination.
Thank you for illumination.
Thank you for revelation.
Thank you for revelation.
Thank you for transformation.
Thank you for transformation.
Thank you because I can no longer be bound.
Thank you because I can no longer be bound.
Thank you because you have sent me forth.
Thank you because you have sent me forth.
Now I'm going forward in your grace.
Now I'm going forward in your grace.
In your power.
In your power.
In your mind.
In your mind.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm causing things out of people's families now.
Amen.
Genetic affliction, the anxiety problem, everybody has it. Something that every member of the family must almost want to have a share is cleansed from your body now.
Amen.
It's cleansed out of your body now.
Amen.
It's cleansed from your body now.
Amen.
It's cleansed from your body now.
Amen.
You are decreed healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I take authority over every genetic affliction. Genetic bondage. The ones you are aware of and the ones you are not aware of. In the name that is above every other name, I take authority.
authority over it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I take authority over it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is the cleansing of the blood. Whatever affliction that is running through your veins, a genotype issue, whatever it is, an affliction in your blood, or that is contained already in your DNA, your life seed, I stand today by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I decree your blood cleanse this hour now.
Amen.
Any genotype issue represented, SS, AS, whatever it be, in the name of Jesus, I curse that affliction now.
Amen.
Every form of allergy, demonic allergy, oppressive allergy, running through your body, running through your life, Batekes, Labakata, Reketeke Baratakada, I cleanse them out of your life now, 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 now. Whatever triggers that allergy, the last time you witnessed it trigger it is the last forever.
Amen.
Any partial affliction, eyes not seeing well at night, ears not hearing well at times, I command the demons of that affliction and the biological errors that are powering it to be recorded and casted out of your life now.
Amen.
Any affliction from the womb that resulted as a developmental defect or a genetic defect, listen, in the name of Jesus, be corrected now.
Amen.
Whatever organ in your body is failing, an organ in your body is failing, it's being replaced now.
Amen.
It's being replaced now.
Amen.
It's being replaced now.
Amen.
New heart.
Amen.
New kidneys.
Amen.
New livers.
Amen.
New eyeballs.
Amen.
New eardrums.
Amen.
New bone marrows.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You had a testimony, you had an encounter. Can you come this way? Let's take it quickly before we close. During the course of the meeting, you had a visitation. God, open your eyes. Come this way. Your testimonies will be taken now. Come this way. Anyone like that? That's not all. Is that all? Just is there any other but person? You heard the word. God give you an visitation. Kavash.
We have waited for your coming like the lottery. We have waited for your coming like the lottery.
Take that soap.
We have waited for your coming like the lottery. We have watched for you, dear Lord.
Praise the Lord. is my mom, by the way. She's still going to say hello to us, but she came out for testimony. Well, let's take her testimony. She'll say hello to us before we leave. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you were talking about the lion,
yes,
I saw a lion going around the,
of course,
the whole auditorium.
Glory to God.
Then when you were singing the second, that is the second to the last song,
yes,
I felt a cold breeze.
Glory to God.
Blowing on everyone.
Wow.
And I know that our lives will never remain the same.
Hallelujah. Can we celebrate God? Hallelujah. We have waited for your coming like the latter rain. We have worshipped for you, the Lord. Go on.
While you were teaching, sir.
Yes.
I felt like someone was pouring oil on my head.
Glory.
And after the prayer, while I was standing here, I felt the repetition of the same action.
Congratulations. Turn around, let me see. It is established. God bless you. Go in grace, in Jesus' name. Go on.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
I had several encounters, but one of it was the fact that I saw like three elders, ancient men. They were holding three lamps and they were stretching forth. And during that time, you started talking about God raising, inventors kind of, and also you prayed for that sister. You prayed for that sister. While you were praying for her, I noticed that you prayed for her like three times, and I saw like a new dimension, like wisdom being poured on her.
That's Esther.
Yes, yes, okay. The lady went here. Then lastly, while you were talking about the wings that God was giving wings, I just saw wings flying in the air. Then also took said while you were talking about lion, also I saw three horses from this region and then an answered lion before you made mention of that.
Standy, I have a vision concerning you before this meeting. Just sit here. I'll tell you that vision. You know, I didn't say just stand there. The guy sat down. Yeah. All right, go on.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So I have two testimonies to
glory
share.
To God.
My first testimony is that, like, as a person, before I see a lot. Like when I'm in a meeting, I see a lot. But for a while now, I don't really. It kind of stopped or paused. I don't know. But I don't see like I used to see. But in today's meeting, how it was happening was that I would see it, and the next thing he would mention it, and I'm like, Jesus. Because maybe when you just see, you feel like, oh, it's just in my head. And when you, before he started talking about the lion, I saw the lion, and the time he was talking of wings, like a few minutes before he started talking about wings, I saw wings. They were on fire. I saw like a creature. He was literally drenched in fire, and he was so huge. And when I see it, he says it, and I'm like, God, is it that my eyes? Because I used to see before, but for a while now, that part of me was not really that sharp. So that's my first testimony. My second testimony, also towards the end, when he was praying for afflictions, and there's an affliction I'm currently, or I've been trusting God for, and he mentioned it by name specifically, and I'm so convinced that I've gotten my healing already. Amen.
Glory. Stay here. Just remain here. Just here, very close.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Okay, first of all, I'm really grateful that I'm here. I was supposed to leave Abuja before now, but I really wanted to be in this meeting. I'm glad that I stayed back. First of all, what I saw when he started teaching, I didn't see his face. I didn't see him anymore. What was I was seeing an ancient person. I was seeing him on like so old, like, and I know what that means, right? So that was the first thing I saw. Secondly, when he was talking about the wings of fire, I saw wings, and so it's more like the wings just wrapped around me, and I started feeling this burning sensation all around my stomach, and started growing down to my legs. And then the last one, and there's this allergy I've been praying about, trusting God for healing. And when he mentioned it, just as she said, he mentioned it, I just told God, Lord, I don't want this thing ever in my life again. I've been praying against it, and I believe that my time has come.
Out. In Jesus' name. Let her continue.
Praise the Lord. I really want to go now, first of all. And I thank God that I made it here. Because in the course of praying, and I felt probably you lay your hands. I don't know if it's your hands or an handkerchief on me, and I felt this fresh fire. Like
it was a room, it was a handkerchief.
So, yeah, it was so fresh. Like before I came here, I was kind of weak and like I was just down, but immediately you placed the handkerchief, felt this fresh fire to the extent that I didn't know that I'm still around this environment. Like I felt a fresh fire, and I really want to thank God for restoring strength. I felt alive again. Lord. And I really want to bless God. This is the kind of program we need in this generation. And I believe that God is actually here to meet us at the point of our need. Praise God.
Glory to God. Can we celebrate God?
While leaving the house this morning, I wasn't probably myself, but immediately I stepped into this arena, I found strength. And even when they say we should pray, I was just asking myself, God, I need your help. I was even surprised that after the prayers, I'm strong.
Glory to God.
And I also want to thank God because I've been having fears lately. But on stepping here, I just have this assurance that everything is settled, and I just want to thank God for everything.
Hallelujah. Are we going? Let's celebrate the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I came here today with a lot of questions and burdens in my heart. And there was a point he asked us to sit still, and we hear a sound from heaven that we're seated in heaven already. So by the time I sat, I was there singing, and I opened my mouth to sing, a sound came, and an instruction came for me, or should I say a word came for me as regards the burden in my heart, and it came in the form of a song. And it's also on Thursday we had met for an outreach around Kariki within the week. So Sir Angus actually said a word. He gave a word, and he talked about light. Arise, and at the end he said, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." He just snippets of what was said that day. So the song that came today, when he asked us to listen and hear and sing the song here in our spirit, was in line with that word, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." And the Lord gave me so many words today, and I just want to give God answers to my questions. Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, let's celebrate God. Kakosh, let's go ahead, let's weave. You can see the prophecy of the wings of fire. I had a vision before this meeting started. We are closing, and I was in that environment, and he was there, and he told me, he said, "I saw wings
and we were just sawing. And he went speaking, I was sawing with him. And he said, sir, your wings had fire. And you can see a lot of people are having encounters with that wings. That wing is for you to crisscross heaven and earth in 1 second. He said the cherubim flashed like lightning. Have you seen that place? Cherubims flash like lightning. A couple of people are seeing it. I had that encounter many years ago. That's why you can be in heaven and earth at once. How many of you have been blessed here today? How many of you received something? We have waited. We are closing. This is just a praise and then we close. You know, we told you, that's how we close meetings here. Alright? Don't worry, it's not like how he wants to start again. We have waited for your coming like the latter rain. We have worshipped for you, the Lord. We have waited for your coming like the latter rain. We have worshipped for you. Spices, Lord, spices of my heart. This is a fragrance, Lord, fragrance of my love. I open up these gates, oh Lord, a calming truth. I open up my heart, oh Lover, coming true. I open up my heart, oh Lover, coming true. I open up the gates, oh Lover, coming true. Oh,
I open up the gates, oh Lover, coming true.
This is spices, Lord, yeah, spices of my heart. I open up the gates, oh Lover, coming true. Oh,
gates, oh Lover, coming true.
Oh Lover, oh Lover,
coming true.
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 Listen. This is spices, Lord, spices of my heart.
Spices, Lord, spices of my heart.
This is a fragrance, Lord, yeah, a fragrance of my love.
These are fragrance, Lord, fragrance of my heart.
Open up the gates, oh Lover, come in true.
Open up the gates, oh Lover, come in true.
I open up my heart, oh Lover, coming true.
I open up my heart, oh Lover, coming true.
I open up this ways, oh Lover, coming true.
I open up these ways, oh Lover, coming true.
Oh Lover,
coming true.
Oh Lover,
coming true.
Oh Lover,
coming true.
Oh Lover,
coming true.
Oh Lover,
coming true.
Oh Lover,
coming true.
Oh Lover,
coming true.
Oh Lover,
coming true.
Oh Lover,
coming true.
Oh Lover,
coming true.
Oh Lover,
coming true.
Oh Lover,
coming true.
Oh Lover,
coming true.
Oh Lover,
coming true.
Oh Lover,
coming true.
Oh Lover,
coming true.
Oh Lover,
coming true.
spices of my heart.
This spices, Lord. Spices of my heart.
And this a fragrance, Lord. Fragrance of my Lord.
These are fragrance, Lord. Fragrance of my heart.
Open up your gates, O lover, come in true.
Open up my gates, O lover, come in true.
Open up your heart, O lover, come in true.
Open up your heart, O lover,
O lover,
come in true.
O lover, Lord, fragrance of my heart.
This a fragrance, Lord, fragrance of my heart.
This a spices, Lord, yeah, spices of my love.
These are spices, spices of my heart.
I open up the gates, oh lover, come in true.
Open up the gate, lover, come in true.
Open up your heart. Lover, come in true.
Open up your heart, oh lover, come in true.
So open up the gates, oh lover, come in true.
Open up the gates, oh lover, come in true.
Oh lover,
come in true.
Oh,
I'm not preaching, I'm releasing. I expect to see. How many of us were blessed? How many of you will be available for the next meeting? Yeah, don't worry, we'll meet you in 2026. And the good news is, we won't be where we are now again. We'll be in another realm in the spirit.
Yes.
By the time you come back, 2026, you'll be telling us what God has done with you.
That's right.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Merry Christmas. God bless you. I'm happy to see all your faces. I'm seeing Esther. I saw Esther August 3rd, 2019. Precious. I saw Precious in November of 2021. And Abigail too, 2019. Right? Jesus is Lord. And it's so good to see all of us. I think you also, that was June, right? June 2023. Yeah, at the Millennium Park. Yes, yes. Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. God bless you. Hallelujah.